Thank you and good morning. Work on an overpass segment of the Willits Bypass will be halted until an investigation into the cause of the collapse that injured three workers last week is completed. Caltrans Public Information Officer Eli Roll said that CalOSHA and Caltrans are investigating the collapse of the bridge section that came down into Hale Creek, causing environmental concerns about the toxic concrete poisoning the water. Fish and game wardens are working with the contractor, Flatiron Construction, to mitigate the damage. The collapse occurred where the viaduct crosses Center Valley Road directly over the creek and sent workers running for safety as it came down. One worker was airlifted to Santa Rosa for treatment, while two others were taken to Howard Hospital in Willits. Two men arrested at a major marijuana grow in August of last year faced federal prison sentences after pleading guilty in federal court. Arturo and Isidro Alcazar Tapia were arrested following an investigation that involved the County Drug Task Force, the Forest Service, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office, and state drug agents, who served a search warrant at locations in Big French Creek and Hobo Gulch Road. Officers confiscated more than 20,000 marijuana plants, more than 30 pounds of processed bud, and $6,000 in cash, and arrested the brothers in connection with the grow site. The men also face sentencing for environmental damage caused at the grow sites, with cleanup costs estimated at about $20,000. Isidro and Arturo Alcazar Tapia will be sentenced in April. A Humboldt County man wanted on a felony warrant is on the run after he fled from Mendocino County deputies on Friday morning. Mendocino deputies learned that 31-year-old Riley Keisel was at a residence in Mendocino, and when they arrived on scene and attempted to contact him, he fled into a heavily wooded area near Big River Hall Road. Deputies, along with CHP officers, Fort Bragg police, and game wardens, searched the area for more than 2 hours, but were unable to locate Keisel. A reverse 911 alert was sent out to residents in the area, warning them that Keisel was at large. Keisel is considered armed and dangerous, although no weapon was seen during the attempt to take him into custody. Anyone with information about Keisel is asked to contact authorities. In other crime news, Mendocino detectives are investigating a home invasion robbery in which two or more people broke into a home in Calpella, assaulted, bound, and blindfolded a resident and stole cash and less than a pound of marijuana along with the victim's car on Friday. That car and the marijuana were later found on the property. The car had gotten stuck in the mud and been abandoned. The victim did not require medical attention, and the robbery is under investigation. A fire at a Summer Street residence destroyed a house on Saturday morning, according to a release from Humboldt Bay Fire. Firefighters responded to a call of smoke coming from the house in the 800 block of Summer Street, and when they arrived on scene, they found heavy smoke and fire coming from a second-floor window. A search revealed no occupants inside, and the blaze was brought under control in 30 minutes. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Captain Adam Yeager, commander of the Arcata Area CHP office, has been chosen as one of the at-large members of the Citizens Oversight Committee for Measure Z. Yeager, a Humboldt County native, points out that law enforcement coverage has been cut too far back in rural areas, and that needs to change.
I think I have a lot to offer that with my time period in law enforcement. In my career, I've watched law enforcement, as far as the sheriff coverage, disappear in Garverville and Shelter Cove and Bridgeville, and then watched it disappear in Hoopaw and Willow Creek and Oreck. And the new norm is unacceptable, in my opinion.
Yeager said it's not just law enforcement, but public safety in general across the county.
Seems like we've accepted where we're at, and I've watched it from having lieutenants and a correction officer where you could book at the substations, and we've had courts in those in Fortuna and courts in Willow Creek, and all that stuff has just slowly disappeared and never came back.
Yeager was blunt in describing what is needed, in his estimation.
More boots on the ground. That's how I like to see it. I like to see more boots on the ground and obviously some funding for public safety, as far as that includes everybody.
Yeager joins 8 other voting members on the committee, including 5 that were chosen from each supervisor's district, along with representatives from the Sheriff's Office and the County Fire Chiefs Association. The committee will begin meeting in the coming weeks and will add its input to the upcoming fiscal year budget planning. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.